This first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Need.
Planes on Paper. That's Naveed Elliott and Jen Borst with Steve Norman on the pedal steel on this little three-song EP. These guys are pretty good players and pretty good writers. Write nice melodic stuff. And they sing in the style of a lot of these sort of new folk-type folks. But they know what they're doing when they're writing, and they know what they're doing when they're setting up the actual songs. There's some effort put into that. And sometimes, to me, it sounds a little harsh, but at the same time, there's some pretty intricate stuff going on in the lyric and in the arrangements of the tunes. It's pretty cool stuff. Planes on Paper. Little three, it's called The Ruins, the little three. And I think there's more. I would suspect that there's more, and this might be a precursor to something a little bit larger. A lot of the new groups are putting out EPs, these small things to sort of sample, let us know what they do. And then those hopefully branch out into larger things. Beth Whitney does do that. She's got a whole bunch of EPs. She needs to put them all together on one. It seems to me like a waste of money to do EPs in a way, because it still costs the same amount to produce them. But that's what they're doing. Planes on Paper, Naveed Elliott. He was the programmer for the Yakima Folklife Festival and did a lot of the MC work and all that kind of stuff and put the whole thing together. Without his energy, the thing probably wouldn't have happened. Planes on Paper. And I think they do a sort of a folk, new folk chat thing somewhere along the line, some kind of a TEDx thing. So check that out, Planes on Paper. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Marr. We had a little Evergreen show last week, and now we're back on track. This is the show for August the 22nd. And that show that we ran last week was actually a pretty good show. It was somewhere from a year ago, June. But we are back in the studio, just kind of relaxing, hanging out. It's early in the morning on a Thursday morning when we're recording the show. And Eunjung Shin is back in the saddle again, doing the playlists and all that kind of thing. And that is just a super treat. No one can do it better than Eunjung Shin. All righty, so where are we? Oh, the Rail Splitters. Rail Splitters, this is an interesting call to action. And Rail Splitters, this is called Danger. This is a good little group, Rail Splitters. And it sounds like this. And they do kind of an acoustic jazz, newgrassy, bluegrassy thingy, okay? The Rail Splitters.
If I would than she ever ought to be.
Sweet little Miss Blue Eyes. Oh, little Miss Blue Eyes looks so good. I'm gonna take her to the neighborhood. I'm gonna make every girl in town jealous when she's around.
I'm walking the line, cause I'm glad that she's mine.
I'm living in paradise.
I know I can't go wrong by just stringing along.
Wow, quite a bit of bluegrass there from bands from Colorado and a band from North Carolina, New Blue from North Carolina, and lots of influences in New Blue. My gosh, the lead singer here, Carolyn, she's got some Broadway, she's got some church choir stuff going on, had a stroke and lost the use of her right side and couldn't speak, but obviously she's got that back. And her husband got together, started this band, 2003. So in its inception, it's been around for a long time. New Blue, they're going to be at the Damon Barn on the 28th of August. It's Friday, the 28th of August. New Blue. We're seeing. They got some conviction. They got some stuff going on. The Rail Splitters, another interesting band from Colorado. And they are not going to be at the Damon Barn. But their album is pretty eclectic. It's full of a lot of cool stuff and good harmonies. These are two great bands, and they're sort of symbolic of the evening out of the bluegrass, newgrass thing. They have a lot of things going on. It's not straight-up high, lonesome bluegrass. It's got a lot of influences, but it's not as out there in left field musically as a lot of the newgrass was back in the 80s and early 90s. And don't get me wrong, that stuff was really good, the Balaflex and the Mark O'Connors and all those guys using acoustic instruments and bluegrass instruments and creating some amazing, amazing music. But this is a lot more roots-oriented and a lot more kind of influential in the idea that there's bluegrass in mixed in with all this stuff as well, not just bluegrass instruments. The Rail Splitters and New Blue. And New Blue will be at the Damon Barn, oh my gosh, on Friday the 28th of August. You need to check that out. The last in the big concert series that they have at the Damon Barn this summer, which featured Eric Taylor and Richard Crean and Bridges Home and the Senders and all kinds of folks worth seeing. So you need to check that out. Go see New Blue and tell Leslie Miller down there at the Damon Barn, tell her thanks so much for putting all that stuff together. They built a new concert facility. It needs some air conditioning and it needs some heating. And it's based on funding from the Washington State Legislature. And hopefully that'll come through, because when it gets to be 100 and some degrees, and looking at Greg and Kerdwin Spatz there at that thing, it's hot. And to have a concert in situations where it's that hot, my goodness. So hopefully they'll get the heating and the air conditioning and the insulation taken care of. But anyway, in the process, there's a lot of good music out there at the Damon Barn. All righty, we have to take a little bit of a break. Yes, we do. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marn. We're going to be right back for lots more music. You just hang on, because it's coming at you big time. And we're starting the fall year. The way it works at Washington State University, this is kind of when the year gets started. And that's sort of what we're doing here. Hang on, we're coming back.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by Howard Hughes Appliance, TV, and Sleep Shop in Moscow, the provider for Dish satellite TV equipment and programming packages. Howard Hughes' Dish subscribers also receive access to local in-person support for questions and service. Learn more at howardhughesappliance.com.
You're in for a sunny weekend, although due to the wildfires around the region, you can expect to see areas of smoke. Today there will be highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s, Palouse 78, Lewis Park Valley 84, and tonight will be cool and clear from clouds, but still hazy. Lows will be in the mid-40s to the lower 50s.
Okay, so here's an interesting album, Rodney Crowell and Emmylou Harris. Now, you got to remember that Emmylou Harris, way back in the 70s, early 70s, when she was still babysitting Graham Parsons' kids and all this kind of thing and doing albums, she worked with Rodney Crowell a lot. And they did a lot of work together. Rodney Crowell was one of her backing vocalists and that kind of thing. And they were sort of a team, along with Ricky Skaggs and all those DC characters. And Rodney Crowell, of course, married Roseanne Cash and all that. He's no longer married to Roseanne Cash, but anyway, he was at the time. So there you go. That's what that's all about. And they finally got together again last year, and created another new album, Rodney Crowell and Emmylou Harris. And it's pretty good. It's kind of sort of where they're both at now, only in this album, they do it together. And what we come up with is something pretty nice. Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell. It goes like this.
Love I can't explain that I have. that day to help her till the land. The afternoon we planted seeds, evening we held hands, evening we held hands. Her blue eyes told me everything a man could want to know. It was then I realized I would never go, I would never go. I don't know what changed my mind. Thought I was a random kind of love I can't explain that I had for Nellie King. Been 7 years, the son has grown up tall. I became a father to him, she became my all, she became my all. I don't know what changed my mind. Thought I was a random kind, the kind of love I can't explain that I had for Nellie King, that I had.
Well, we had to stick the Badger Mountain Drive Band right after Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell. They deserve it. They should be up there. Those Badger Mountain Drive Band boys. They were the first ones to do a benefit for Tumbleweed. I like to think that I was, but I think they got ahead of me by about a month. And they have really supported the Tumbleweed Festival over the years. They've supported a lot of the folky things in the Tri-Cities, especially Bluegrass, John April, and Chuck Pettin, and John Honeyman and Joe Smart. Joe Smart's going to be playing with them. These guys are going to be on the main concert stage, the evening stage, the event that they charge for there at Tumbleweed. It kind of keeps the whole thing going. And they are going to be on that stage, the Badger Mountain Dry Band, along with Sean Hughes, who is now the guitarist after this album is made. Joe Smart went out and became kind of a star. And he's going to be there, and he and Sean are going to be switching guitars and fiddles and mandolins, and they're going to be doing some good stuff. But Sean Hughes is the really young guitar player for the Badger Mountain Dry Band now. And Joe Smart, when he's around and can be there, he also plays guitar and mandolin and fiddle. And he's been doing championships, and he's been touring and doing all kinds of things. Old Joe Smart. Fare thee well, old Joe Smart. Anyway, he's coming back. And he'll be part of that whole thing, too. So the Badger Mountain Dry Band is going to have six people up there on the stage, along with, on that same stage that evening, Robin Landis and Pint and Dale. William Pint and Felicia Dale. We're going to hear from them next week. William Pint and Felicia Dale. But that's part of the whole Tumbleweed thing, the 5th and 6th of September. They also have the New Horizons concert on the 4th, which is younger bands. And they're going to be part of that whole thing on Friday the 4th. And that's all the Tumbleweed Festival at the Howard Amon Park there in Richland, Washington, the 4th, 5th, and 6th of September. There'll be a dance there as well and jams and all kinds. Heidi Muller's going to be there doing some stuff. She's the last one on Sunday. And Hank Kramer and Brian Maskew, and everybody will be doing their thing. And that's the Tumbleweed Festival. And the Badger Mountain Dry Band is part of that. How about Rodney Crowell and Rodney Crowell and Emmylou getting together again and doing their thing? Pretty cool, huh? And they do some great stuff. It's a pretty eclectic album. It is. And I'll show you just how eclectic it is. Rodney Crowell and Emmylou Harris.
Smoking down a track. I'm a fireball mill. Blowing coal so black. Can't even see the rail. 40 tons of steel behind a driving wheel. Pulls the weight of the world. Coming up the road, another rubber typho. It got us hooked on oil till the pipeline blows. It's such a shame to see at World War III. To the weight of the world, the other way of the world. Yeah. of a man without nation. Poisonous up a river with a devil's own sludge. Is he American dream? But if you live downstream, here comes the way to the world.
Ton of plastic bottles headed out to sea, bound to build an island thanks to you and me. Another man-made pearl full of junk we held top the way of the world. Yeah, the way.
You guys record that?
I used to get drunk all by myself. I wanted to be somebody else. And I had a mask inside my mind that I hid behind. Out on the point of no return, I crossed a bridge I could not burn and turned down a road that led straight to just pleasing you. Just pleasing you is the last thing I do. I'll go to my grave, yeah, nobody's slave. Most of the friends I use
show I care.
They just cut it right off their 8 days a week. The Badger Mountain Dry Band going to be on that main stage at the Tumbleweed Festival on the Saturday. That would be, what, September the 5th? Yeah. So be sure and check that out. Saturday, September the 5th. Badger Mountain Dry Band, Robin Landis, whom we heard from a couple weeks back, and Pinton Dale, whom we will hear from next week at all of the Tumbleweed Festival, along with all kinds of folks. Be there or be Rectangular, Unjong Shin, doing the playlists. And I'm your host, Dan Marr. This is Inland Folk, which is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Stick around. There's lots more music. All right, we're coming right back. Hang on.